Now let's head south to Jackson, and that is where Derek Dobies defeated Bill Jores to become the new mayor. And he joins us now here in the studio. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Congratulations. And my first question is, how does it feel?
I finally caught my breath. It feels great. I'm honored to serve and excited to get to work to face some of our city's biggest problems.
So what is your first priorities as mayor?
Well, I think that we have a couple of new council members that I look forward to continuing to talk with and talk about their priorities. But, you know, a lot of the problems that we talked about during the campaign are the same, you know, getting our streets fixed, dealing with the crime and drug problem that we have. There's a lot of excitement in the city. There's a lot of passion and a lot of people that are really excited about Jackson's potential. And I think it's something that we want to capitalize on.
I did look at the population over the years in from a height of around 36,000 around the turn of the century to about 32,000 now. How do you attract new business, and are there any new developments in place right now?
Sure. Well, we used to be a city of 55,000 people. So we've had a huge decline, lost about 40% of our population. And of the remaining people that are left, about 40% lives under the federal poverty level. So we have some big structural barriers to our progress that we have to work on. But, you know, I think largely we want to attract people and new businesses to the city in the same way that you see other communities doing that, focusing on their urban cores, making their downtowns a lot more attractive through creative placemaking projects, through incentivizing the building of new economic development projects, through reinvesting in our own infrastructure. Those are some things that we've already started to do.
You're a husband and a dad to a toddler. So how does this change your life becoming a mayor? Because city council is a few less hours.
Yeah. I've had the opportunity over the past couple of terms to be elected by my colleagues as the vice mayor. So I've had a little bit of experience in being a leader on council. And I see this as an opportunity to really get out there and showcase what Jackson has to offer, help lead the council, and, you know, help be the biggest advocate for Jackson and a leader in the community to, you know, move our city forward. And I think that it's great to have my family standing behind me and, you know, the things that I want to do for others in the city of fixing our infrastructure and combating crime and drugs and things like that are things that I want for my own family, too.
This year, Jackson became the newest Michigan city to enact a non-discrimination ordinance based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Mm-hmm. There are some people who are still a little sore about that. So, has Jackson moved past that, or are there still some areas to kind of bring the city together?
Sure. I don't think on any issue we're going to have total agreement, but I do believe that it's 2017. A number of people that I talked to throughout the campaign and just the conversation that we've had over the past year in the community has really driven home the fact that people want to live in a tolerant, inclusive city that views diversity as a strength. And I think that numerous times over the course of this past year, whether it was at the city council meeting where we passed the NDO in front of 700 people from the community, whether it was through, combating the effort to repeal the ordinance, through my recall effort, through the election to mayor. I think that the residents in Jackson and the business community, I mean, we had Consumers Energy and Allegiance Health, Henry Ford, that stood up and said, yes, this is something that we care about. We see this as something that can attract more business and more talented people to the city. And, you know, over and over again, people stood behind the non-discrimination ordinance as something of value and something that they wanted to see in the city and help the city to progress.
Well, thank you for joining us. That is Mayor-elect Derek Dobies.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.